We'd certainly like to greet you today in the name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome you to the ministry of sermon and song. If you were with us on yesterday on the broadcast, you will remember we were in John chapter 20 and verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, that's to Mary Magdalene, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And we made explanation, I believe, sufficiently as to what was going on there. Jesus did not allow Mary Magdalene to touch him because he had not yet ascended to his Father. I don't see how you can make any other interpretation out of that, for the explanation is given. He had not yet ascended to his Father to offer the blood upon the sacrificial place of offering, the mercy seat, which he was going to do in order to make an atonement for our sins. Well, later on, the other woman was able to touch him, which means that he made an ascension back to the Father, there offered his blood to make an atonement for our sins. Then after that encounter, we move on to verse 18 in John chapter 20. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Well, she made her way to the other disciples to rejoice in the fact that she had seen the Lord, and she wanted them to know that she had seen the Lord with her very own eyes and tell them what he had said unto her. So she went to the disciples. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week. Now we're still in the first day of the week, that's Sunday, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Now here is the occasion. These disciples were afraid. It says very clearly that they were afraid of the Jews. Now, why would they be particularly afraid of the Jews right now? Jesus had been killed. Jesus had, as far as the Jews were concerned, they had crucified him. They had scattered the disciples. They had disbanded what they thought was the following of the Lord Jesus Christ. So why would they be after the disciples? Well, they had gotten the rumor out that the disciples had come and stolen the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, these disciples as yet had not fully realized his resurrection, and they were hiding themselves lest they be arrested for stealing the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Roman soldiers would never have followed up on this. They would never have arrested them because if they had arrested them and accused them in some sort of court of stealing that body, they would have had to have admitted that they were asleep, like they said, and it would have carried great shame upon them, even perhaps death. And so there was no reason, no need for these disciples to be afraid, and yet they were. Now I want you to notice something else here. When Jesus came through the door, now whenever Peter was delivered from jail, God sent an angel to open up the stocks and the doors and the bars and let him out and let him free, walked with him out through the open doors. Whenever Paul and Silas was in prison, God broke the chains and broke the bonds and opened the doors and let all of the prisoners be free by opening the doors. On this occasion, the door was not open. Now, it's very significant here because Jesus Christ in his physical body. Now, in just a few verses here, we'll find out that he said, reach out your hand and touch me and see that I am flesh and blood. And yet he walked through the door into that room and appeared into that room in a physical body. Well, you say, explain that. Well, it's not necessary for me to explain it. I simply have to believe it. And then I rejoice in the fact that the Bible says that when we see him, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. So our glorified body, after the resurrection of our body, it will be like his body. It will be flesh and bone, but not blood, and it will be able to walk through doors or to appear anywhere we choose to appear. Now that is a tremendous blessing to the saint of God to know that we will have a body, yes, a body that can be seen, a body that can be touched and felt, a body that can go wherever it pleases and just be there, a body that can walk through closed doors. That's the kind of body we will have whenever our bodies are resurrected and we're given these new bodies after the resurrection of the old body. Well, at any rate, it's a tremendous blessing to know that Jesus Christ came to visit with his disciples and let them see him face to face and see his body. Now, I want you to notice the first thing that he said to them. He said, "Peace be unto you." Now, that was a greeting that was prevalent in among the Hebrew people. It was a greeting just as we would say hello or hello there, how are you? Their greeting was, "Peace be unto you." But it has more meaning than that, I think, because Jesus is speaking peace to these disciples who had run away, who had scattered, who had, even Peter had denied him. Of course, he had gotten forgiveness by now, but he had denied him. The other disciples had stayed away. John was the only one that had stayed close by the cross until the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet here, when Jesus comes to his disciples, there is no rebuke. There is no argument to them whatsoever. There is absolutely no shame put upon them. He understood their frailty. He understood their humanity. He understood why they would do what they did, and he speaks peace unto them. I'm so glad that the Father understands me. Now, I need to ask forgiveness for my sins when I realize that I have sinned. I need to do that. But I'm so glad that God knows and understands. And God knows my frailness. He knows my weakness. And he certainly understands and knows when I do wrong. Certainly when I am warned by the Holy Spirit and convicted by the Holy Spirit that I have done wrong, then I am to confess that. And I'm certainly willing to confess that when I know that I've done wrong. But in it all, God loves me. And God understands when I do wrong because I am in a body of flesh. And he knows that. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now, finally, they saw him. They saw the hands where the nails had gone into his hands. They saw his side where the spear had pierced his side. And now they finally found absolute confidence, faith, and knowledge that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he was alive standing there in the midst before them. What a tremendous experience this must have been for the disciples. And it will be a real experience for you today when you realize that Jesus is alive. He is not dead. He is alive. And he sits at the right hand of God the Father to make intercession for us. As I've said before, just recently on the broadcast, I am serving a living God, not a dead statue. I am serving a living God, and I thank God for Jesus Christ, who paid for my sins on Calvary.